for WKU Public Radio. I'm Lisa Autry. Norton Healthcare has been selected to receive USDA grant funds to connect rural Kentucky hospitals to healthcare specialists in Louisville. One of the rural hospitals that will be involved in the telemedicine project is Twin Lakes Regional Medical Center in Litchfield. Dan Maudlin has more on the story.
Steve Meredith is the chief executive officer of Twin Lakes Regional Medical Center in Grayson County. He says the new program will mean a great deal to patients in some rural areas of the Commonwealth.
I think probably the best example would be critical care patients. And we have a 6-bed critical care unit here that stays pretty busy. But if a physician, particularly our hospitalist, have a question about the care that the patient needs to receive, his option is to pick up the telephone and try to talk to someone. But in all probability, the doctor not having familiar with the patient or the information regarding the patient will probably recommend transfer to Louisville. It may not be necessary at all. But with this capability, we'll be able to transfer data to the tertiary center, those physicians, and that conversation and treating the patient is dealt with in real time.
Michael Esposito is the Vice President for Business Development and the Executive Director of Service Line Operations with Norton Healthcare, which received the $238,000 grant through the USDA's Distance Learning and Telemedicine Program.
The physician who's on the other end basically can see the patient, can speak to the patient, can speak to the practitioners that might be at the bedside with the patient, can evaluate clinical data. Actually, the technology is sophisticated enough that the physician can do things such as listen to the heart via a remote stethoscope and analyze the patient's vital signs. And the clinical information that's provided from the hospital can speak to the patient and to the staff, and in return, the staff and the patient can speak to the physician and basically conduct an evaluation of the patient as if the physician was there.
And Esposito describes some of the technology that's typically used in telemedicine.
It basically would involve a device that's on the referring hospital end that typically is a cart of some type that has a video monitor, has a camera of some type, but then also has a number of different devices and also has the ability to accept data from the receiving hospital. So the physician who's on the other end basically can see the patient, can speak to the patient, can speak to the practitioners that might be at the bedside with the patient, can evaluate clinical data. Actually, the technology is sophisticated enough that the physician can do things such as listen to the heart via a remote stethoscope and analyze the patient's vital signs and the clinical information that's provided from the hospital, and can speak to the patient and to the staff, and in return, the staff and the patient can speak to the physician, basically conduct an evaluation of the patient as if the physician was there.
And Twin Lakes Regional Medical Center CEO Steve Meredith believes telemedicine has great potential for the future.
You know, it's always been my theory. I think we have enough money currently in the healthcare delivery system to take care of everyone's needs if we're spending it efficiently and we're spending it productively and not duplicating services. And this is one positive venture into that area to substantiate that. Aside from that, just the expense that patients have to incur personally to go outside their home community for healthcare can be a tremendous burden upon them as well. So this is a positive for healthcare providers. It's positive for the patients. It's positive for the family members. And I really think it is the future of healthcare.
Today we've heard comments from Steve Meredith, the Chief Executive Officer of Twin Lakes Regional Medical Center in Litchfield, and Michael Esposito, Vice President of Business Development with Norton Healthcare in Louisville. U.S. Department of Agriculture's Distance Learning and Telemedicine Program will provide funding that will be used this year for the purchase of telemedicine equipment that will be installed in rural hospitals in Grayson and Carroll counties in Kentucky. Special thanks for production assistance to Bill Oldham for WKU Public Radio. This is Dan Maudlin.